Vote.je Candidate Manifesto.
St Heliot Central Edition. It's almost time for you to cast your vote in Jersey's next election. Sunday the 7th of June is election day, and following changes agreed by the previous state's assembly, this time you have more choice than you did in 2022. As well as being able to vote for up to 9 senators who will represent the whole island, you can vote for your parish constable or Connetab and between 2 and 4 deputies to represent your constituency. This podcast is for voters living in St Heliot Central. And very shortly, you will hear from the 5 candidates standing for Connetab in your parish and the 8 candidates hoping to secure one of the 4 seats available in your constituency. But before we do, here's a quick reminder of how you can be a voter on Sunday the 7th of June and what you need to know if it's your first time heading to the polls.
Unlike previous elections, this year you don't need to register to vote ahead of Election Day, as thanks to a change in the law, you should have automatically been added to the electoral register if you're eligible to vote in Jersey. To be eligible to vote, you need to be aged 16 or over and have lived in Jersey for 1 year up to the 7th of June, or for 6 months up to the election plus other previous periods of time that add up to 5 years. You don't need to be a British citizen to vote in Jersey. There are 3 ways you can vote in the election. The first is postal voting. If you have applied for a postal vote, you should receive your ballot papers this month. These will need to be completed and returned to the judicial greff by midday on Sunday the 7th of June to be counted. Pre-poll, or early voting, is available to everyone, wherever you live in the island. This option allows you to cast your vote at a specific polling station ahead of Election Day, and is handy if you work shifts, have weekend responsibilities, or just want to beat the crowds. The pre-poll station is at St Paul's Centre in St Helier and is open between Tuesday the 26th of May and Monday the 1st of June. Check vote.je for the opening times. And finally, you can cast your vote in person at your allocated polling station on Election Day, Sunday the 7th of June. They'll be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. and you can find out where your polling station is by heading to vote.je.
Now you know the how, let's return to the who and hear from the candidates standing for election in your area. Each candidate was invited to record a 2-minute manifesto outlining what they intend to do as a States member if they're elected. The views they express are the candidates and not those of the Privileges and Procedures Committee, the Jersey Electoral Authority or Vote.je. We cannot guarantee the factual accuracy of any statements made. Here, in alphabetical order by last name, are the candidates standing for Connetab of St Helier, including whether they're standing as an independent candidate or a member of a political party. Alvin Aaron, independent.
Hello, I'm Alvin, and I'm here to do my best to win your vote in this coming election for Constable of St Helier. Born in St Helier, attended school in St Mark's School and St Helier Boys' School. I am a married man with 2 very beautiful, amazing daughters, aged 2 and 6. I have had 5 successful businesses over the years, and my current business established 32 years ago. I also have traveled the world and lived for a while overseas, returning to my home Jersey in 1990. Doing business in Jersey in today's climate concerns me greatly. Ensuring the cost of living and quality of life can be very much improved. Too many of us are struggling with the cost of food and basic essentials, ever-increasing taxes, etc. And many of us islanders are existing, not living, in my opinion. If you elect me for the next 4 years, these are my objectives. GST or food products, supporting town business owners, town parking, traffic management, policing the streets, child poverty, and last but not least, sorting out this ferry fiasco that we are dealing with. In my opinion, the contract should be ripped up and thrown in the bin, the sooner the better. Thank you for listening. And your vote for me will definitely bring change to government.
Ina Gardner, independent.
Hello, my name is Ina Gardner, and I'm standing to be Connetab of St Helier. because St. Helier is my family home. My daughter plays in our parks. I walk our streets, use our shops, and I care deeply about every corner of this parish. For 7 years, as St. Helier deputy, I've asked questions, I've listened, and I worked with you. Over 27 years in business and public life, I have a record of getting things done. As your constable, I will keep delivering for St. Helier. St. Helier leads Jersey, and when St. Helier thrives, Jersey thrives. St. Helier should be the most convenient, most exciting, and most welcoming parish to call home. I want your help to build a St. Helier where young families can afford to put down roots, where older and young residents feel supported and independent, where local businesses thrive and give our town center life. As your corner tap, I will ensure your voices shapes decision. I will protect our green spaces, work to make in St. Helier affordable, parking fair, and create community spaces. Not just promises, but plans which are costed and delivered. I want everyone, no matter of your background, to feel that this parish is yours. By listening to your neighborhoods, we can create one joint up plan that brings us together and still keep unique character to every part of the parish. My commitment to you is simple. I will act, I will deliver, and I will be accountable. My name is Ina Gardiner, and I would be honored to serve as your next corner tap. So please vote Gardiner for corner tap on the 7th of June. Thank you.
Martle Chevalier, Independent.
St. Helier is more where I work. It's where I was born, where I'm raising my family, and where I'm fully invested in shaping its future. Having received 2,166 votes in my previous election, I remain grateful for your support. With that encouragement, I am once again standing as your independent candidate for Constable of St. Helier, and ask for your trust again. As a business owner, I bring practical experience and business skills to serve the parish effectively. If elected, my business partner will oversee operations, allow me to serve St. Helier. I have a proven commitment to our parish, member of St. Helier's Counts Committee, a former centenier. These voluntary roles have given me valuable insight into how the parish operates, how decisions are made, money is spent, and where improvements are needed. You deserve a constable who is accountable, listens to you, and challenges decisions that are not in the best interest of St. Helier. I'll always put the parish first and provide a transparent, dedicated and inclusive representation. My priorities are your voice to be heard, responsible finances, investing and caring for our community, disabled access and awareness, investing in young people, parking and roads provisions, protecting our environment and green spaces. Some of my island views include government spending, cost of living, education, future workforce. Please read my full manifesto to learn more about the key priorities and island views. It would be a great privilege to serve as a constable, your father of the parish, representing you with energy, integrity, and commitment. Your vote counts and will help shape St. Helier's future.
Rob Ward, Reform Jersey.
I'm standing for Constable St. Helier because our parish needs strong, visible leadership rooted in practical action. We need a constable who is present, principled, and committed to every part of our community. And over the last 8 years, I've served as a deputy for St. Helier and in this term as Minister for Education. Throughout that time, I've worked to deliver meaningful improvements for parishioners, always with fairness and community at the heart of what I do. I've consistently delivered for St. Helier, from introducing the young person's bus pass to support our families, to increasing the pensioners' Christmas bonus, securing funding for valued organisations such as Beresford Street Kitchen, so that vital services remain protected. And one of the most significant achievements has been winning the proposition for a youth centre in central St Helier and protecting the Gas Place site from overdevelopment, prioritising it for a much needed community accessible school and new parks. This ensures our parish, our children, have the educational and community infrastructure it needs for the future, whilst maximising our green space. I supported residential tenancy legislation to protect both tenants and landlords. As a non-government member, I asked more questions than any other member, because St Helier deserves a representative who never stops working. And as Minister for Education, I supported structural reform that will direct more investment into our schools, teachers and young people. I ended the teacher strikes on day one of my tenure, introduced school meals and expanded free childcare. I understand the challenges facing families in our parish. I've held regular drop-ins, remained easy to contact and supported residents with a wide range of issues. As Constable, I will continue to be approachable, available and advocate for every part of St Helier. So I'm asking you for your support so that together we can build a parish that is safe, welcoming and truly the jewel in Jersey's crown.
David Waugh, Independent.
Hello, my name is David Waugh and I'm standing for Connetable of St Helier. I want to really focus in on making sure we keep rates stable and low in St Helier, given that we have a cost of living crisis. And I think most parishioners would agree that's really important for them. The important thing for St Helier, though, is that we manage the finances in a stable and sustainable way. At this moment in time, under half of our income is, half the parish's income is through rates. We need to develop those alternative income levels by working with other parishes, by working with the states of Jersey, and to come up with other alternative incomes. And that will maintain low rates. My second area is around Millennium Park. We need to extend Millennium Park. We have 1,000 more residents who live in central St Helier, but no extension of green space. It's vital that we do that. I know there are debates around the school, but I think the priority has to be around developing green space and thinking about the well-being of parishioners who live in that particular part of the of St Helier. Then we need to focus on North St Helier, where we're seeing the new hospital being built and other buildings going up. There is a real concern up there that we're seeing piecemeal development. We need a plan for St Helier North. Let's sort that one out, let's talk to the planning department, and let's work up a big plan together, which works for all those residents who live in North St Helier. And then finally, I want to talk about the economy and the role that St Helier plays in our economic sustainability. We must be encouraging businesses into St Helier. We need to focus on how we communicate with businesses, how we make it easy to set up and open up a business in St Helier. Areas such as alfresco, areas such as free alfresco periods, things like that. USPs such as using the Gerrier language a lot more so that visitors are find that interesting. The most important thing is that we get it right for residents, we get it right for visitors, and we get it right for all islanders. I hope you can vote for me on June the 7th.
Next, it's the candidates standing for Deputy of St Helier Central. All eight were invited to record a two-minute manifesto. You'll hear from seven of them, beginning with Karina Alves, Reform Jersey.
Hello, I am Karina Alves and I am standing for re-election as one of your St Helier Central deputies. The last 8 years has seen an array of challenges, from COVID to Brexit to the impact of the various global issues happening currently across the world. Throughout this time, I have worked diligently to ensure your voice and experience is heard and represented around the table in various settings, and that most importantly, you are treated fairly with consideration and compassion. I've gained a wealth of experience in a range of positions, from working as a backbencher and achieving free GP visits for children and those in full-time education, to working in government as Assistant Minister to the Chief Minister, where I was able to simplify processes and laws to better support individuals and businesses with obtaining licences and entitled status. I have lived in Jersey all my life, and St Helier Central holds a special place in my heart. It's where I started my independent adult life, working and living in the district. Many of us feel disillusioned by the Jersey we see before us, where too many of us are struggling to survive and services have been left to ruin. One thing is clear, we must ensure we are all able to not just make ends meet, but to provide for our families and harvest a nurturing, caring society where everyone has access to the things they need. Turning the tide and making Jersey an island that thrives. I'm focused on delivering affordable housing, reducing the cost of living, investing in young people and skills, strengthening healthcare and childcare, supporting local businesses and employees, protecting pensioners, and improving the efficiency of government. I pride myself on being proactive, responsive, and always available to take on your issue, advocating for you to the best of my ability and in whatever area that may be. I remain committed to doing this and providing practical, sustainable solutions going forwards. Without you, I would not be standing here now. So thank you, and please vote for me and the rest of my Reform Jersey team to represent you and the needs of our island on the 7th of June.
Lee Carpenter, Reform Jersey.
My name's Lee Carpenter, and I'm delighted to be standing as a Reform Jersey candidate for deputy in St Helier Central. I'm 44 years old, I've lived in Jersey for 30 years, and I'm a research analyst in our finance industry with professional qualifications in green and sustainable finance and climate risk. I'm standing for election because for so many of us, Jersey has simply become far too expensive. Whether struggling to get onto the housing ladder or just putting food on the table, we've reached the stage now where 10% of islanders are now forced to go without essentials like food or heating, while a staggering 45% of us have nothing left over after covering necessities. It's little wonder that younger people are finding it impossible to save for deposits. We need to give young people hope that they can raise families here and build secure futures. We must do far more to help those who have gone to university in the UK return to the island. We need to recognise that for many, years of paying sky-high rents has left saving for a deposit incredibly challenging. And we must urgently tackle unaffordable childcare and look to remove GST from essential items. Protecting green space in our constituency is absolutely essential, and where possible, we must look to expand upon our green spaces. We must also ensure that St Helier residents are not treated unfairly when it comes to efforts to reduce traffic congestion, as most traffic in St Helier actually emanates from those living outside of the parish. I can't wait to get out and meet as many people in St Helier Central as I can and hear your views on what we need. Thank you for listening, and please vote for your Reform Jersey candidates on June 7th.
Catherine Curtis, Reform Jersey.
Since being elected 4 years ago, I've worked hard to make things better in Jersey. It's a beautiful island, but there's still room for improvement. It's very expensive, and I've supported all efforts to address the cost of living. For example, removing GST from food, making funded nursery care universal, and free GP appointments for children. I've assisted many St Helier residents with issues relating to housing, income support, school matters, all sorts of problems really, and I promise to continue my weekly meetings at the Town Hall. I have a background in business and will support all measures to help businesses grow and succeed. My main responsibility has been to lead scrutiny of children, education and home affairs. My panel has studied a huge amount of legislation and policy and worked with ministers to make improvements. There is too much to explain here, so please read the panel's legacy report. The biggest piece of work I was proud to lead was the online harms review. This has set in motion efforts to protect children. We also reviewed in detail apprenticeships and lifelong learning, and I would like to continue being a deputy so that I can ensure all these reports' recommendations are followed through. I've also focused on safety on the roads and brought the successful proposition for a lifetime driving ban for those who kill or seriously injure someone on the roads without stopping to help. If re-elected, I hope to take up a ministerial role or lead scrutiny. I have worked well with other states' members as well as my own party colleagues, and I feel that I'm ideally placed to bring about more effective policy in Jersey. Please vote for me, Catherine Curtis. Thank you.
Claire Dutton, Independent, did not record a manifesto. However, a written version can be found on the vote.je website and in the candidate manifesto booklet, which you should have received. Lindsay Feltham, Reform Jersey.
Hello, I'm Lindsay Feltham and I'm standing for Reform Jersey as a deputy for St Helier Central. I live in St Helier Central and I want our community to have strong, practical representation from someone who listens and gets things done. Over the last 4 years, I've worked in the constituency and across the island to make practical changes that matter to people's everyday lives. As a former chair of the Public Accounts Committee and now Minister for Social Security, I know that government must deliver. As Minister, I have raised the minimum wage and continued to work towards a living wage for all. I've extended Pension Plus, introduced the back to school bonus, expanded the community cost bonus, and provided new financial assistance to families with children who have life-limiting illnesses. I have also prioritised disability, accessibility, and inclusion, because Jersey should work better for everyone. In St Helier Central, I've worked on issues that matter to residents, including improvements to the Parade Gardens play park, safer roads, and better public spaces. I've also tried to be present and approachable through drop-ins, conversations with people, and helping with individual issues. I'm standing again because there is still more to do. I want to keep working for a fairer Jersey, strong public services, more affordable and secure housing, and better pay and conditions at work. I would be honoured to continue representing St Helier Central. If you live in St Helier Central, I hope I can count on your support on Sunday the 7th of June. Thank you.
Cameron Munro, Independent.
Hi, I'm Cameron Munro, and I'm running for Deputy of St Helier Central. So, I'm a cybersecurity analyst, I've worked for C5 and Logicalis and hold a master's degree on the topic, and I've also worked in a taxi office and as a delivery driver. I think the cost of living in Jersey is too high. People are paying more than they should for basic goods and services, young people are leaving the island in droves because they can't afford it, and even people who've spent their lives here, whether they moved here or were born here, are being asked the impossible just to continue to stay afloat. I really do think the solution is cheaper supermarkets. Aldi and Lidl have asked to come here and they want to be here, but they're concerned about getting through the planning process and they're concerned that they won't be able to find the right site. We can fix this in government. This is a solvable problem. Reform have made a lot of noise about the cost of living now that it's election time, but the fact that it hasn't been a priority for them until now is, I think, quite telling. I'm also interested in getting government spending under control. We're burning through emergency funding on day-to-day operations, right when the island's staring down a massive oil shock and a worldwide cost of living and potentially broader financial crisis. We need to start getting more money into Jersey, letting local business loose, boosting them up instead of knocking them back with regulations that aren't fit for purpose in the modern day, and trying to get our expenditure under control. We do not have another 4 years before reality hits. Pardon me. I'm also interested in the concept of a health MOT, the idea of preemptive screening for dangerous conditions like cancers. If we catch this stuff early, it can be solved cheaply, easily, and safely, rather than it potentially being too late by the time someone shows symptoms. This is a free win for us, and I'm stunned we're not doing it already. I think I'm almost out of time, so I'm more than happy to chat. My social media is public, as is my phone number, and you can reach me at Muria House if you have a message for me. Thank you for your time in hearing me out, and please keep me in mind come election day. Thanks again.
John Tokolos, Independent.
Hi, my name's John Tokolos. I'm your candidate for St Helier Central. My values are mental health and the sporting sector, and also towards abilities in the workplace and around Jersey. If you want to get in touch with me, we can have a chat, we can look through ideas and what your values are, I can do to help with improving things for everybody on the island. You can get in touch with my email address or my contact number, and we can make an arrangement to have a chat, a meeting, and we'll see what I can do for everybody. I'm Jersey born. I come from a Greek background. I've been in hospitality for almost 45 years. So in the business sector, in the local businesses around Jersey, I find that it's very important for me as well, because I want to give back what everybody has given me in Jersey. I've been through mental health, through cancer. I'm fully recovered. I'm doing well with all the help that I had from all the charities, with Mind and with Macmillan and all the talking therapies, charities that are there. They've helped me. I want to help and I want to give back what they've given me. On the 7th of June will be election days. I look forward to seeing you all there and look forward to having your vote. And see you soon. Thank you.
Robin Ward, Independent.
Hello, my name is Robin Ward. I'm standing as a candidate for Deputy St Helier Central. I've lived in my district for over 60 years and run a business for 47. I know my neighbours, my constituents, and I really hope that you know me. Let's hope we can all work together in the future for a better Jersey. In the past, we've had astronomical cost of living rises. We must bring this down. We've got a government with no direction. All parties must work together and be cohesive. We must put personal agendas and personalities to one side and get on with good government. As far as health is concerned, I'd like to see regular health checks for all people. This would reduce hospital time, bed time, costs, medication and possible surgery. Our elderly must be looked after with possible removal of GST from food and investigate the taxation on pensions. Our youth, I would support further education. We need to keep our wealth of talent in Jersey. We must look after businesses, agriculture, fisheries, tourism, and not forgetting our absolutely superb finance industry and tax environment. Our carbon neutral roadmap must be reviewed. It's not sustainable as it is at present. We need to streamline it and have something more suitable for Jersey and its people and its needs. This is just a short video telling you who I am. I hope you consider a vote for me. Remember, tomorrow is the choice you make today. Thank you very much.
That's the candidates standing for either Conotarb of St Helier or Deputy of St Helier Central on Sunday the 7th of June. You can vote for one of the Conotarb candidates to be your parish leader and for up to four of the candidates standing as deputy for your constituency. To hear from the candidates standing for the island-wide role of Senator, please do check out the podcast episode that features their manifesto recordings. Thank you for listening.